And if you don't know, now you do know Guns, the Guns Show Live, Madison Square Garden, the greatest scene in the world, the scene that never ever sleeps. Everyone stop what they're doing, stop, focus, pay attention. I'm stoked and honored to welcome to the show, hopefully a new friend. I feel he's already a new friend. He is Dennis Haskins. He is, well, Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. Oh, okay. How are you?
I'm good. So we have to talk about two things right away.
Yes, sir.
First of all, this live thing.
Right.
Live. Okay. Yeah. And secondly, Haskins. Yeah,
Haskins. Haskins.
He's nervous, folks. He's nervous. I love you, man. I met you on air.
Right.
We haven't met in person, but mm-hmm. I met you on the Ima show.
On the Ima show, right.
And I'm just so impressed with how that's working for you and how you've made that happen. Because I didn't know you produced Werner, so...
Right.
The fact that he started bringing you in, he liked you, and you went for it, and then you're replacing Bernie every so often.
Right, and
I'm like, dude,
air, yeah.
this guy's on a rocket ship.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. It's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's like with us. We're Saved by the Bell. We started as Good Morning, Miss Bliss. Hmm. It didn't work, but there were some things it did. And then we went to become Saved by the Bell on a different, with different, same, some of the same characters, some different, and you could feel it starting to work.
Right.
And little by little got better. We were canceled 4 times.
Really? In the wow.
4 rap parties. Not canceled. We had a contract that would go for a year. And I go, okay, well, let's do some more. Hmm. So we ended up doing 87 originals, the ones everybody likes, and then a bunch of new classes and some stuff like that. But, hey, I'm glad to be here, man.
I'm very
it's fun.
Excited for you. Everyone can follow you on Twitter. Twitter.com/MrBelding.
At MR Belding. Yeah.
MR Belding.
Or they can follow you, The Guns
Show. The Guns
Show. What? You got the best name in the history of radio.
Exactly. Thank God.
The
best laugh,
too. You know The Guns Show is Which Way's the Beach?
Well, of course, right? Oh, literally.
Boop,
oh,
right.
I have the tank tops and everything.
Do you really?
Suns out, guns out, the whole deal.
That's classic.
Suns out, guns is definitely out.
So we have a mutual friend in common also. Two mutual friends.
Well, for a lot of my audience out there, they might know this. Well, they definitely know at least one. Mod's son, great artist. Rolling Stone has been blowing him up as well.
Have they really?
Yeah, Rolling Stone gave him a big feature. He, a loyal individual, but also just a genius from every music standpoint you can think of.
He's one of the kindest, sweetest people and hardest working people I've ever met. Mm-hmm. His producer in L.A. is Cisco Adler.
Okay.
Lou Adler's son. Mm-hmm. When you watch the Laker games and you see Jack Nicholson sitting right next to him, guy with a hat and a gray beard, that's Lou Adler.
Right, of course, right,
So his son, Cisco, I met him. We were in Aspen. The one time in Aspen, he walks into the restaurant and says hi. I met him on a plane from somewhere. And we've been friends ever since. He goes, hey, I got this artist. He's doing an album. Why don't you do a drop for me? The album's called Blazed by the Bell. It was Mod's first album.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
So I did a drop at the beginning of Blazed by the Bell. And when Mod came out to L.A., we went and had lunch and bonded. And he and Pat Brown.
Pat Brown, formerly from Sing It Loud. Now they do their own thing together.
Yeah, and they're really good.
Known Pat for years now. Another great human being as well.
Yeah.
And just, I love the fact that I can play them on the show and... legitimately, no matter what type of music you like, there is a song by them, or at least a fill or something on them that you can appreciate. Because
how cool is that?
And that's the beauty about music.
You called him a genius. I think he is. We're sitting around, but when you get to know somebody, you don't say, hey, genius. You don't be calling.
Right. But the way they can transcend or just see things in a different parallel.
But what I was going to say is, I'm out at Cisco's house when I met him, and Mod's sitting there writing. He gets ideas. He just starts writing. He's got a notepad. Just starts writing,
Jeez.
And next thing you know, he's got the bum, ba-da. He's got this rap going. He's got this whole rhythm going, and it means something. And he's got books. He's got books.
Yeah,
out.
He just came out.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Mod,
come
on. Kick me back a little something for that drop.
He's been doing.
He tweeted us this morning.
Oh, I know. I woke up to the beautiful tweet from him. That was
great. I know. He's just a
been doing Warp Tour and everything. Now you're also. We'll get into the Saved by the Bell stuff for the listeners out there. But we're just speaking here with Dennis Haskins.
Yeah.
You are.
Hello, there's my laugh. Okay, so that was my laugh. But I did it on cue one time, and the rest is history.
Right, and then you just kept it always.
They said, can you do that every time? I go, well, I guess.
Right.
Next thing it says, Belding laughs. It was no longer my laugh.
It
so anyway.
That. Now, you're into music yourself. Big music fan, you said.
I was in the music business back in the 70s.
Okay.
I was the entertainment chairman of my fraternity, then my university for 3 years.
Got a shout out to school. What college?
University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
There you go. Yeah,
The Mox, baby.
What? Yeah.
The Mox. Terrell Owens was a UTC graduate and alum. Every time I see Terrell, we talk about... Everybody goes, Terrell. Nope, it's Terrell. But every time I see him, we talk about Chattanooga. Huh. People don't know about Terrell Owens. They got all the bad stuff.
And you're also a big sports fan for those
oh,
out
sports.
There as well. Love sports.
Yeah, but I know I'm going away from
okay.
from the music question. But Terrell at the ESPYs about 4 years ago, I'm blessed because I support the Jimmy V, the V Foundation.
Right.
Some guy got hit by a car as he's crossing the street, and Terrell was there. And he stayed with the guy until the ambulance came, and then about an hour.
Wow.
And then he got in the ambulance with the guy, made sure he was okay, gave him his number, said, call me, let me know how you're doing. That's the Terrell Owens I know.
Right.
You know, there's the other one that's all the flair and all that kind of stuff. That was just showbiz.
Right.
So anyway, entertainment chairman of the university, and then I got in the business. I started managing bands, and I ended up road managing a tour with Greg Allman when
okay.
the Allman Brothers were
nice.
Broken up. I watched them reunite, and then I followed my dream, which is to act. You know, but what a great time to be in the music business.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, you saw
70s.
It all. I mean, that was...
I did see it all, actually. I saw a lot that I can't talk about.
Yeah. You saw a lot. They probably forget some. Forgot.
I don't even
willfully
remember
forgot
half the
some
stuff
about
I can't
them
talk
and
about.
Accidentally forgot about some of them.
I know.
But, you know, music itself, and it has changed. Now, let me ask you this. From just a music standpoint, okay. Do you think the internet and the MP3s and everything has helped or hurt, kind of? Or even with acting
and
stuff?
I'm in a video that came out today, the original MEST, M-E-S-T.
Oh, right, Tony.
Yeah,
Tony Lovato.
You know,
yeah, he's been on the show a bunch of times.
It came out today, this video that I...
Oh, that's great. Yeah, he's got a new album coming out.
They did a Saved by the Bell themed video. You got to see it.
Oh, this is great.
It's pretty funny, but a friend of a friend called me and said, hey, these guys are friends of mine. Would you do this thing? I said, okay, I'll do it. You know,
right.
I think it's allowed for more creativity.
Okay.
I think more people are out there doing more product. You know, the music business used to be, please listen to me, please listen to me. Now it's like, here I am with everybody. I mean,
Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake,
these guys are getting artists off the internet. So opportunities galore for talent. There's a young girl right now who's, 14 years old that Justin Bieber just signed.
Right, yeah, from Australia or whatever.
Yeah, something, I mean, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So,
that aspect.
I'm all for that aspect. The money side of it is tough, you know, for the artist because mm-hmm. used to be you'd make money off the product. Now you got to do it touring. You can't, mm-hmm. there's really not a whole lot of money in the product, as I understand.
Right,
it.
You're getting like a pennies per
every
play.
I'm not involved in that side of it anymore, but from what my friends tell me, it's you better make it on the road and merch and all that kind of stuff.
So you do music, you're able to do that, you're able to network around, do that, and then you start in acting. And then how long?
I started at 6 years of age when I was in a pageant at my school.
Okay.
A Catholic school.
I went to Catholic school as well.
Which
is frightening.
Oh yeah, right. Come on.
Imagine guns at the.
were you there with nuns and priests or was it?
We did have priests, but they didn't teach us. They were just walking around.
I was back in the day with nuns with habits, and they crack you with a ruler.
Oh, those horror stories.
I'll tell
you
a quick story because I'm staying right next to Ed Sullivan Theater. The Beatles appeared here 50 years ago.
Okay.
At the Ed Sullivan Theater. Right? Mm-hmm, so. That night, it was like 1963, I think. I'm in the eighth grade at OLPH in Chattanooga. And then the Monday, so that's a Sunday. So on Monday, three of the girls, we had uniforms and boys
had
the
ties
uniforms.
The whole
yeah,
day.
You know,
right?
The girls had bolero vests and all that kind of stuff. So three of the girls came in with bangs, their hair in bangs, because the Beatles had bangs. The principal of our school, Sister Mary Rupertine,
God bless
freaked
her
out. God bless her. Yeah, you got to say God bless her.
Yeah.
She freaked out. She ordered the girls out of the class into the restroom, which is across the hall, locked the door, and got on the phone and called their parents to come get them. And the girls came back after getting their hair back and were knocking on the door, please let us in.
Freaking out.
But that's the impact, the immediate impact the Beatles had on the world.
On everything.
It was amazing.
Wow. Just an
era. And Paul McCartney just last week was on Hollywood Boulevard. Still playing. 60.
Right, did Kimmel and stuff.
Yeah,
I think,
that
yeah.
was so cool.
Yeah,
it was Paul McCartney on a Wednesday night and Justin Timberlake on a Thursday night on Hollywood Boulevard.
And that's why I need to get out there.
Come on out, man. You're doing pretty good right here.
I'm doing all
right. If I were you, listen, you're in one. I started to say one of the, but you're like the best city in the world.
Huh.
New York, I love New
really?
York.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the energy. Because I love actors and I love acting in Broadway. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah, can't do
I always try to stay in the Times Square area. I just saw Kinky Boots last night.
Okay, right.
I got to see Gandolfini do God of Carnage, you know, and Marsha
nice.
B. Harden and Jeff Daniels. And Hope, I can't think of her last name. Anyway.
Just so many.
Seen a lot of shows. But it's... For theater, this is it. For some movies and some TV, this is it.
I told you my buddy,
I'm name dropping.
No,
but Shooter.
Shooter McGavin,
Chris,
baby.
Chris
Happy
McDonald's
Gilmore.
In town doing a movie with Michael Nouri. But Chris was on Broadway with Tom Hanks last, you know, a few months ago.
Wow.
You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And I like how they're keeping it, they keep it real. It always comes back kind of almost to Broadway because that's how you all start. You all started, well.
The acting, yeah.
You start on the stages, on theater.
I'm watching Billy Porter last night. I'm watching the whole cast. Mm-hmm. Anna Lee, Ashton, I think is her name. I met the cast afterwards. Mm-hmm. It was so cool.
Right.
They wanted to see me. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. Yeah. You guys are my heroes because they're on Broadway doing what I love to do. But I saw Billy after the show. I'm thinking while I'm watching this, man, they bring it every night.
Every night.
And when you start, you don't stop till it's over. You know, I mean, we get the benefit sometimes. You're not supposed to because it costs money. But, all right, cut. Let's do that again. All right, cut. They couldn't do
line,
it on Saved by the Bell. We had a lot of kids, so they were making mistakes every so often. On me, they said, we'll make it up in Belding's office, meaning the time. So a little pressure on me to get it every take.
To get it, wow.
Yeah, huh. But that's okay. You know, I like that.
Let's delve into it a little bit. When you start, as we speak, Dennis Askins, you can follow him on Twitter, Mr. Belding, yeah. MR, Mr. Belding. Yeah. Get those Twitter followers up, baby. Everyone out there.
Mod Sun and Pat Brown and Cisco Adler. I was at 6,000 followers. I'm up at 30,000.
Yeah, see, you're making moves.
They promoted me. Yeah, they said, there's a friend base. You know the friend base.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They said, follow Mr. Belding.
Yep.
And now there's a wrestling base that I've got because
I've been hearing about this wrestling. Oh, somebody
Zach
wrote
Ryder.
On my Facebook. Yeah, woo, Ryder. Woo, 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 woo. You know it.
Come on, man.
Long Island, New York.
Well, I did his blog. Now, here's a guy. I know we're just keeping bouncing around.
No, it's all right. We love it.
Here's a guy, Mike the Miz. I know Mike from back in the MTV days.
Okay, Real World. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he calls me. He said, hey, there's a buddy of mine, Zach Ryder. Zach, Mr. Belding. He wants you to do his blog. So I did it a couple of times. He had 250,000 hits a week.
Yeah.
But he started because they weren't promoting him. He had to promote himself.
He had to do himself, and he did what he had to do.
He created himself as the internet champion. So I did his thing for a couple of times, and then I did a few more. Next thing you know, I got a million hits with him,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
And they started wanting me to be the general manager of Raw because nobody liked Johnny Laurinaitis.
Of course, that
you know, yeah.
I'm a huge wrestling fan. I'm a big wrestling fan. Yeah, I was going to say prick.
Oh, my God. But he's actually a vice president of WWE.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching wrestling since I was 10.
I'm a huge Bret Hart fan, so yeah.
Oh, God, how bad.
You got to come back on and we'll talk.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been Montreal Screwjob. Yep, the whole deal.
Now he's back, but it's so sad because you can't ever go back and get that.
No,
you know?
Man.
The look on his face when they did it, when you see the documentary, I don't even want to stop.
Right, no, Wrestling in Shadows, yeah.
So I've been embraced by a lot of wrestling fans, and I love it because we talk wrestling.
There's this new movement for you.
I'm going to see Chris Jericho next
YTJ,
week, House of Blues with Fozzy in L.A.
Nice. He's got a new album out. Yeah, can't beat it. Yeah.
And I'm very lucky. You know, I've gotten to be fans. I'm trying to golly. He's going to kill me. I can't think of the announcer's name right now.
Michael Cole or Jim Ross?
Justin Roberts.
Okay.
Justin Roberts has become a friend of mine.
Nice.
And Cole, I did the Cole and Layfield, Cole and JBL show.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And Cole followed me.
Doing it all, baby. You got it, right?
Yeah. If you don't do it, Guns, nobody else will. Hmm. Who's the one person you can count on to promote your career?
Yourself. Amen.
And then when other people like Imus or Warner or somebody sees you working, they embrace it and they bring you in, but you got to bring it first.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking earlier off the air about a girl, we won't mention her name, but who Imus was like picking on, which he loves to do if he likes you.
Right.
And the girl couldn't take it.
Right.
And so she didn't respond and she's gone.
Yeah.
But with Carly.
Right.
Who
jumping
we love,
right off. Yeah, we love.
I'm pulling for you, buddy.
Thanks.
I am so pulling for you. You know, I'm just going to tell you this. Yeah. Some girls wear a ring to keep guys away. They may not really be engaged.
Right. You know what?
So there's hope.
Yeah, there's always there's hope. And there's alcohol for me, too.
Oh,
yeah. And there's shots for her.
Are you going to? Hey, Carl, let's go have a couple of shots.
Yeah, a couple of shots. That's how you usually
I don't know if I want to promote date stuff, you know. But,
You thought this out,
haven't you?
I've got many late nights alone. So.
I think I get to meet Carly later, which
yes,
I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, it's very excited.
I got your back, buddy.
Thank you. I'm
the best wingman you ever met.
I can imagine. You're Mr. Belding, baby.
They hug me, and they go home with you.
Amen.
<Okay?
yeah.
laughs>
You start with Saved by the Bell. Did you know that it was going to –
No.
You had no clue, did you?
I went to L.A. in 1980. I did the very first Dukes of Hazzard out of Conyers, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I was on the road with Greg. I was skinnier, but I had long hair, a mustache. I'd lost my razor, a scraggly beard. So I was the first, quote, badass ever on the show. It actually said in the script, Badass Moss. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and that gave me the hope to go to L.A. because I had my SAG card. I'd done outdoor drama in Louisiana. I mean, I'm an actor. Mm-hmm. I love that. The one job, Mr. Belding. By the way, I think I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Really?
I've played Mr. Belding in 6 different shows. Same character in 6 different. I don't think anybody else has played Mr. Belding in 6 different shows. So I just saw that recently. But I started, just chasing stuff, and I was doing a musical, and we don't have time to get into how I got the part, but man, it was just meant to be. I mean,
and then it just kind of took off, right?
Like, it didn't. I mean, it didn't take off.
But
a lady I was doing, Joan Ryan. I want to give her credit because she was in New York. She does a lot of outdoor. She's the reason I got the show. Hey, Dennis, they're looking for a principal and they are having trouble finding one. And I got to audition, and 7 auditions later, I got the job on Good Morning Miss Bliss, which was a Disney venture with NBC. We were going to go to Florida. Well, with Haley Mills, who was the only person I ever wrote a fan letter to. So that didn't work. It just didn't gel. But Brandon Tartikoff, God bless him, one of the geniuses, we're talking about geniuses of television, saw something with Mark Paul Gosselaar, who's now on Franklin and Bash, that he thought his daughter would enjoy watching. Another Ricky Schroeder, Ricky back in the day.
Okay.
Ironically, Mark Paul replaced Rick Schroeder on NYPD Blue.
Hmm.
Yeah,
how about that?
So they said, let's focus on the kids instead of the teacher, which was very smart, but I got to stay. I'm very lucky.
You were able to keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They brought me along.
All the cast changes, you always.
Well, the original show, we added Mario Elizabeth Tiffany to Mark Paul Lark and Dustin, and the rest is history. It was just a chemistry. You could feel it on the set, but it didn't happen. We did 20 episodes. I said, okay, see ya. Let's do some more. Okay, we did 19 more. Okay, see ya.
Right.
Little by little, when we got to 36 episodes, they sold it to TBS out of Atlanta. When that went on in syndication in the afternoon,
bam,
the audience came back. Exactly. The audience came
people
back.
People like me. And the beauty about Saved by the Bell is the fact that we were able to see the transition and the growth through these characters that you kind of live through as a viewer during their most vulnerable and important, like middle school, high school. It's a mind F, for everybody during those years.
Miss Bliss was set in Indiana, and that was kind of junior middle school. But when they decided to really make a go of it, they decided, let's make it high school.
Right.
But they were the ages they were playing, and it wasn't 90210. I got a story about that for you Aaron Spelling.
Right.
It was comedy with a message because it had to fit standards and family practices for NBC. So every show had a moral, and the kids solved it. Mr. Belding didn't. He helped them, or he would, discipline them. I think Mr. Belding was Zach because if you see at the opening credits, the big bopper with Mr. Belding with the mustache and the hair and the I think he was a Zach back in the day, but he still wants to be a kid, So, but at the end of the day, he still has to be the principal.
A brilliant show. I mean, so many emotions.
And we lost one of our writers this week. Scott Gordon passed away, who was kind of sad. But those guys, those writers were amazing, man. They had a smaller staff, and every day it got better. Every day.
Now, as far as the actual show went, as you speak here with Dennis Haskins, and you can follow him on Twitter.com. Says Mr.
AKA
Belding.
Mr. Belding.
Mr. Belding. Yeah, no, I got to keep saying
to both. Mr. B. Yo, Mr. B.
Did you?
I'm in New York.
Was there any improv going on at all?
The deal was, we'd read a script on Monday, and then they would change some things on Tuesday, and sometimes something you like might go away, but something better always came in its place. So we would get ideas as we rehearsed on the floor, and we'd want to pitch them. Well, the deal was we'd give the writers there on Tuesday theirs because they haven't seen it on its feet yet. But then we could pitch in and do.
Nice.
So the hey, was something. It was written, hey, 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 what is going on here? Our director, Don Barnhart, used to go, hey, come on, kids, come on. So for fun, I did a tribute to him. I went in rehearsal. I went, hey, what is going on here? And they kept it. So that's the kind of thing we would pitch is an idea like that. And then it became a runner.
Right.
So from now on. Hey, there's a Robin Thicke video.
Okay.
That of
not the Blurred Lines one. Probably
yeah,
different.
No. Oh, is it? But with Mr. Belding.
Oh, it's
doing
okay.
The hey, hey, hey.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so it's out there. If you Google Robin Thicke and Mr. Belding,
this is. I mean, it's.
I just saw it the other day.
It's kind of crazy. That
I know.
It's wild. I mean, and also the cast. For a couple of years, the cast wasn't. You know, the rest of the guys. It kind of just. Well, I guess you need
they
that where everyone kind of just does. Needs to go away for a little bit. Or
well,
something,
see, or. The original cast left, and Tiffany and Elizabeth left 10 episodes before the show was over. They,
right. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm just like,
I'm sure looking for yeah. Warner. Where is he? Anyway, we did the graduation episode and then did 10 more. But they wanted us to do 10 more to get the package to 100 for syndication. Tiffany and Elizabeth wanted to go into pilot season. Of course, Tiffany got 90210.
Right.
Wasn't a pilot, but she went in and,
that's
quote,
right,
quote,
did, yeah.
Replaced Shannon Doherty.
And now she's on White Collar, which is a great show. Well,
and I surprised her on the Today Show back in January.
I did see that. I did see that on YouTube.
You know, it's funny how people go, oh, Tiffany looks like she's not, you know. It was a surprise.
Right.
So she looked surprised.
She was like, right.
And I love Tiffany Thiessen.
Yeah.
She took the Amber out, but mm-hmm. But Tiffany... Hard worker,
always a sweetheart, always a hard worker. But who would,
I wouldn't call her a sweetheart. Okay. I call her a really genuine, sincere person.
Okay,
sweetheart kind of sometimes indicates that they're not real serious about things. Tiffany, very serious about her craft, and when she went to 90210, was I've heard a thing recently from an old Stern interview that it wasn't real nice for her over there for a while.
Mm.
You know, but the ratings went up. You know, and she made it through that, and she's had an amazing career. She's got a beautiful baby daughter now, a 2-year-old, 3-year-old now, whatever.
It's good to see some of these, you know, that she's doing her thing. Zach yeah. Mark is,
that's okay.
Great
Mark
show,
Paul.
Franklin and Bash. I know it's on TNT, and then Mario's killing it. You know,
Mario's like he's a machine.
You still keep in touch with him?
I love Mario.
Right?
Lopez.
Out of everybody, would you say
they like, just had a baby? He's the one I stay in touch with the most.
Okay,
but you know, he just had a son. He's got a daughter and a son now, and. Family man, he always loved his family. He's always there with his mom. Always bring cousins around, whatever. He always has somebody with him that's family. You know, it's just how he was raised. But you know, Dustin kind of had the opposite. He lost his mom. We're doing the show. I don't know what happened to Dustin. I tell people he took a left turn at the fork in the road. I don't know how you do it, but you know, I worked with Dustin 11 years, and he and I became a team for the new class. So we could finish each other's sentences. We get a scene and go, hey, Dustin, how about when I come around the desk? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. When you get there, then do that thing. Okay. And then we had it, you know. So we worked really well together. But, I, you know, just, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, just life happened. I mean, he did that VH1.
Life happened.
Life happened. But
how then, about
something happened.
Certain kinds of videos happen. Yeah. Yeah. Reality TV happened.
Yeah, VH1, that old thing.
You know, sometimes, listen, you have to deal with the results of your actions. Mm-hmm. That's the old principle talking.
What kind of, well, going on that note, what would you say to either aspiring actors, actresses, you know, this is that basic BS question, but like.
No, it's not a BS.
Or perhaps even just people, you know, kids in general, or, you know, people in general.
I think it's important that you, if you have a dream, and it's something you really want to try, whether it's acting or whatever it is, that you try it. But if you don't try it, you'll never know. Mm. I had a dream. I either wanted to play basketball in college. I made it to 1 year of college ball at Chattanooga as a walk-on. And, you know, God knows I didn't get a scholarship. I didn't start. I played 2 games, I think.
Right.
But my other dream was to act. And I never let go of that. Mm. And I kept – and even though people told me, come on, you're crazy, knock it off, what are you doing? I had to get rid of everything else, but I really wanted to do it. So if I can do it, believe me, I wasn't the best in my class. I mean, I studied theater at UTC, but it was, yeah, I mean.
So definitely follow your
follow
dreams.
Your
go
dreams.
Out there.
Look
and
at
do
you.
It. Yeah.
What? You're a real good example. Mm. I mean, how'd you get to be producing here at on this floor with all these shows in these studios?
Right. Worked my tail off, you know,
there you
focused
go.
And did it. Yeah.
But see, it's not that simple. But it is. If you have the passion and it's burning inside of you, we talked about this with Imus. If he sees you, I should call him Mr. Imus, but everybody calls him Imus.
Mr. Imus, don't call him Don.
Yeah, don't call him Don.
Yeah.
Actually, don't interrupt him while he's talking.
No.
but he seems to me he rewards creativity and passion and stuff in that in people and embraces it. Because with you, with Bernie. Bernie, I go back a long time ago. How about Bernie was on the street doing the Cardinal and all these things?
Right,
And he was okay. He was pretty good, but he had no fear. Bernie had no fear, and he loves Mr. Imus.
Mm-hmm.
It shows every episode he calls him boss.
Yeah.
You know, such respect.
Respect and loyalty.
Yeah, and he's in a bit, and he goes, and Imus will go off on him, and he'll go, Nope. That's all I got.
Yeah, and I'm out. Yeah, well, see you later.
But he's, I mean, that he rewarded that is the point. Mm-hmm. So if you, people will embrace, if you, people see that you're really going for stuff, you're going to meet people that will go, okay, well, I'll help you. I had people in Chattanooga that would help me learn songs. It would help me act. It would help me take class. It would give me a place to live. That would, out in L.A., I took acting classes because I was cleaning the theater and calling the list for people to come. I didn't have money.
DIY, do-it-yourself ethic.
On the floor for 2 years. Had a sleeping bag. Right. Still have the sleeping bag.
There you go. Yeah. Remind you of those times.
So it's the same thing, you know, but you got to go for it. If you don't go for it, and you're in one of the best cities in the world, you got everything going on here. You got opportunity here. And I just saw a young cast last night in Kinky Boots that they all started somewhere.
Right. That's what it all comes down to.
Everybody starts somewhere, and most people are not from New York or L.A. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Oprah's from Mississippi. Right. You know, I mean, come on.
Make your own future.
Yeah, where are you from?
Central Jersey. So
there you go.
I'm a local.
Well, Jersey counts.
Jersey,
I don't know. When are you gonna air this?
This will air on Sunday.
All right, so I will have been at Harrah's Pool After Dark again. Friday night, and followed by Paris Hilton, who I've gotten to know a little bit, and I like. You know, I always get a hug and a kiss from Paris. You know, it's like
not too savvy.
It's just nice. Yeah. I'm very, very lucky to the show. We were talking earlier. Well, Chris McDonald's a friend, Shooter, and McGavitt from Happy Gilmore. If you don't know, and Jim Kelly's in town. Right. I know Jim from. I mean, how lucky am I? Charles Barkley's a friend. But it all started from the results of doing what I love to do. Mm. You know, you're getting to know people from the results of doing what you love to do. Mm-hmm. So that's a serious answer to what seems to be a simple question, but it's not. Mm. I mean, people want hope.
Right.
You know, they really do. And all you need's a little. We support each other in L.A. You know, we're always, how you doing? I got an audition. Oh, good for you. How'd it go? Did you hear anything? You know, you got to keep. I was just going to say, Martin Luther King, baby.
Keep hope alive, baby. It's true.
Come on, it's true.
Speaking here with Mr. Twitter.com says Mr. Belding Dennis. Two more questions and then we'll wrap up. We'd love to have you on as a phoner in the future.
Oh my God, are we done?
It's been 28 minutes.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they're going to kill me in the studio. She's ready to kill
me.
I'm
sorry. I saw you looking at something. Oh, you're looking at your screens. I'm sorry. Hey, wait, can I do the cough button?
No, you love the cough button, right?
Oh, yeah. Wait. So normally you would go, but instead I go, there you go.
It's a beauty how that works out. Did you when Zach and Kelly were gonna kiss for the first time, was that like a big deal on the set?
Yeah.
Like when they finally did it? Like
we had a live audience that would come in every Friday, and when they kissed, the audience goes, "Ooh."
Wow. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah,
the E! True Hollywood Story.
Right.
I'm watching the other night. What was I watching? I was watching The Friends, E! True Hollywood Story. I don't know why I got tied into it because it's a fascinating story to me. There's so much stuff we could talk about, their salary pursuit and all that stuff. But right after it was the Saved by the Bell True Hollywood Story.
That?
So people ask me all the time, do you watch the show? I don't really because, you know, I did them. but I watched the E! True Hollywood Story because when we did it, it was going to be something else. They made it an E! True Hollywood Story, and it was a nice look. They were doing these bad looks for E! True Hollywood Stories. And they kind of had me as the through line for because they know People Magazine that I was on the show. You know, Jimmy Fallon had tried to reunite us with. I love Jimmy Fallon.
Why the heck won't it happen?
Well, it got down to Dustin had written the tell-all book, and nobody really wanted to deal with that. And Tiffany, for whatever reason, didn't want to do it. And you know what? God bless her. That's her choice.
Yeah. It would be something though.
But how about the fact that the whole staff wanted to try to reunite the show? So I don't even know what the hell I was
just
talking
about. Just shows how important it is. So,
so what were we talking about just before that?
Zach and Kelly kissing.
It wasn't a makeout. It was just like a kiss. And Lark and Mark Paul had one of the first interracial kisses on TV.
Wow, I didn't even think.
I know you don't even think about it because we didn't talk about race. Yeah. We, you know, white, black, brown. Didn't talk religion.
They were just friends. You had your jocks being the dirt. You hit every stereotype.
Also, I was going to tell you that each Hollywood story is updated. It has a new ending.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, so anyway, if people want to see it,
definitely watch that.
But the kiss was like, the kids went, woo. But there was no TMZ back then. The paparazzi weren't after us. There wasn't really that big a thing. Now it's nuts.
Yeah.
You know, now they're
a whole new ballgame now.
It'd be different. You know, the whole thing would be different. It was the right show at the right time for the right people.
Did you any specific things that you call that you remember as the last question or anything? Any like favorite?
We're gonna end on this question.
Well, no,
I'm just kidding.
Like I think the graduation when you hug Zach at the end, like that's always a great
call,
thing.
Man. That's my second.
Because it's like wow, like you know we didn't hate you as a principal, but as a figure of authority, we kind of
people
didn't.
Are embraced. Yeah. People embrace Mr. Belding
as
a principal.
You know, but as
I was kidding around with
the figure though.
I was kidding around with the People magazine thing because for whatever reason they didn't include me. But everybody watches the show, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I got more publicity for not being in that magazine than for if they had put me in. Because people go, what's wrong with you? You know, because some people don't get it. They don't understand how Mr. Belding embraced everybody. What did you just, because I get distracted.
Well, the graduation, was
because for me, we were going to do 10 more episodes. I got to say goodbye to everybody because they were going to do the college show, and I was going to stay with Saturday Morning. I got to say goodbye to everybody for the world.
Right.
You know, Mario and I, if you'll watch, do the Slater handshake. Mm-hmm. You shake, you slip, you pop, you snap. Right. You know, that was Mario's handshake. Mm-hmm. I mean, I said something special to each one of them, and I was so lucky. My favorite episode is when my brother Rod comes to school.
Right, okay,
I'm going to ditch him, and I fire, get out of my school, Rod, right. And Zach's listening. And that's the Zach Belding relationships. But Mr. Belding did what was right for the kids, even when it's his own brother.
Unreal.
But you know, you're right. The graduation was a special episode.
One of my favorites was with the baby with Tori Spelling. Yeah, whatever the hell that
was a guy off stage, an older guy that had this. He had this way he did the baby sound.
That was a great one.
Tiffany's little brother when he's lost the baby and all. There were twins. I met those guys. The baby on the show are 21 years old now.
I met them
a few months ago. I mean, it's crazy. And Tori Spelling. Last thing, Tori Spelling came on the show.
Right.
It was one of her first jobs ever, if not her first job ever. Her mother and father. Candy and Aaron Spelling sit in front row while we did the show. But Candy would bring banana bread. But Tori was very professional. I really like Tori. Whatever you hear, she was wonderful. Next year, we were a comedy. They had 90210 start happening.
Right.
So who knows where that came
from.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you know,
Guns, we are friends. We're going to be friends from now on.
My man, Dennis Askins, appreciate it.
And you
it.
Hang in there with that Carly thing,
you know,
man.
It. Damn right. Mr. Bell and follow on Twitter. You're a great American, if I would.
I'm a great American.
Amen.
I'm in the right studios for that.
What song you want me to play for you?
Play something by Mod.
You're damn right. If you don't know, how about Path Less Traveled, which features Mod and Pat Brown?
There you go.
Making moves, baby. Done. It's the Gun Show ballin'.
Rad Data Communications, Inc.
That just flew by. Out, haven't you?